This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, so Kevin, I'm going to say this during the theme just because I don't want it to be part of the show, and I think the theme will give you coverage.
You don't have to.
I've noticed that when we have female guests.
I want you to feel relaxed. I want you to do whatever you want.
Right before we record, you will tell
but
them
let's
to put
go
the
through
mic closer.
Everything, if you have other questions.
And it does feel extremely...
You see these pebbles in this plant?
Gender?
Yeah.
See the pebbles?
Yeah.
And fake pebbles.
I had no idea. Maybe it's you.
See this dirt?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This is fake.
And you don't say why either. I think it would help them to know why.
Yeah.
Especially
Kevin's beard, also fake.
Especially because they're
same material as the pebbles.
Women.
Uh-huh.
You're saying it's sexist?
The way he asked you to move the mic closer.
Yeah.
I don't see him do that to a lot of men.
Wait, why are we in headphones and you're not?
Oh,
again, like we want you to feel relaxed and to be able to make your own choices and to have like the freedom to record the podcast
sometimes
however you
makes
want.
Me feel
we also want that for ourselves. I didn't say that you had to put them on.
You
can
you kind
move the
of
mic
insinuated.
Closer to you, actually?
I said you can do whatever
guys.
You want. I said we want you to feel comfortable.
Well,
but we actually want that too. We actually want that for ourselves.
Yeah, I want to feel comfortable.
And
I want you to want me to feel comfortable. Is that
why
insane?
Are you wearing them?
I like to hear
yourself.
Myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I like to hear the dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The dude is talking.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I like to know when it's happening.
Yeah,
you
I
know?
Feel that.
Because the way my head is set up is that the mouth is like going, like shooting out straight ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like.
Yeah.
Like the ears are back
the
here.
Ears are on
my
the
ears
other
are
side.
Really far back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know if you.
Could I
notice
see?
That?
You're probably going to have to imagine it.
Okay.
Or
yeah.
what you may want
to
do is if you have your phone,
off,
maybe
but
look at
like,
pictures.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. That's
Google
I'll do that.
Haze ear distance from
yeah.
mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're
actually,
almost,
don't Google it because Google doesn't work anymore.
They're
yeah.
almost they're almost completely
I mean, Google like doesn't work anymore? Tell
fucking
me why.
Are you kidding me? The search results now, it's the enshittification.
Mm.
Of all of our major internet resources.
Mm.
Like, go to Amazon, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
I have to sleep on my face, so my ears kind of drift back towards the front.
He's trying
oh,
to
so
get the weight
your
to pull.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he has a lot of extra, I don't know if you mind me talking about this, a lot of extra flesh on the side of his head.
Yeah.
So there is room for
to
them
pull
to
them
sink
down.
In.
Yeah.
Have
yeah.
you guys... You guys have seen, did you watch How To with John Wilson?
I don't, I mean, this kind of like weird stuff. I don't really go for that weird stuff.
It's like
yeah.
weirdo
you know what I mean?
Stuff.
Yeah.
I, yeah we, we're
he's
a little
going
more
around.
Down the middle.
Yeah, sure.
Bob Hart's Abishola.
What?
Yes.
Stuff that Bob Hart's Abishola.
What's Bob
yeah.
Hart's Abishola?
Bob Hart's Abishola is, that's just a television program that gets watched by, I don't know, 12 times more people than How To with John Wilson. So I don't know that I need to be shamed for being familiar with it. Like,
okay.
It's a massive runaway train. I think that How To stuff
sounds...
A massive
runaway train?
Yeah. Imagine a runaway
a
train.
Hit?
Now make it bigger. Now make it bigger. Now it's massive. How are we going to stop this train?
We're not.
Well, not with the
not
weirdo
with
stuff. You know what I mean?
Babatola.
Babatola.
What did you say it was
so
called?
Disrespectful to both of them.
Yes.
What did you say it was called?
Bob and Abishola.
Yes.
Bob, I don't know what the show is.
That's clear.
Well, are you making it
well,
up?
Why did you bring up your like niche sort of kind of little tiny show? Like, what do you
right.
want me to know about it? the John Wilson fellow. Notice I could learn
because you
name.
Present very like normal. I just want.
I thought
say.
We were getting a normal like, person to finally have a normal conversation.
And we've done the show with you, and like, and every time it's like you just seem like. That's like a normal person, but then you're introducing
like a stone
this stuff
cold
that's
chiller,
like
chiller. But then you're all of a sudden yes. bringing up this like freaky weirdo stuff
yeah, yeah.
that I'm going like, okay, still waters run deep with this one.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know,
well, sorry to disappoint.
It's not disappointing. It's not disappointing. It's surprising. All fine. It's
yeah.
surprising.
We want you to be comfortable. And so,
what's
like,
disappointing
it's,
is when you try to use
whatever.
Amazon
I don't give a shit.
Now.
But like,
give me something yes. you might type in. I'll give you one. Okay. Hang on.
Give him, oh, do, can you give
do,
him something?
Do
Nike
what,
socks.
Nike socks.
Okay.
So let's say you type
that's
in
normal.
Nike socks. You would think that among the top 50 search results, you might see a pair of Nike socks. Mm. But what do you see now instead?
Not Nike socks.
Ghibli socks.
Ghibli
like
socks.
Socks for... Zuby bar. I mean, the
what's
you know,
a Zuby bar?
Yeah,
you don't
that's
know
what
Zuby
I'm asking.
Bar?
That's what I'm asking when I'm on this thing. What happened to the Nike socks? And it's all pushed down
yeah.
by these Amazon in brand companies,
yeah.
and it's gone away. And Google's doing the same thing.
What
and
is,
at some point,
Google
we got
to
stand up. Oh my God. Well, what's something you might Google? Hayes Davenport ear distance?
Yeah.
You're going to, before you know it, you're going to be
well,
getting sold Zuby
that?
Bar headphones or something.
Why don't I Google
don't
that?
We'll do
Google
it
that.
And see. Yeah. No, let's look at what the top result
okay,
is.
Okay, well, turn your location off at least if you're going to Google
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they will find
I don't
us.
Want people to think that I'm Googling my own ear distance,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because I basically have to Google it at this point because they're so far
they're
back.
So fucking
that's
far.
The only way I can actually
it's
find
so
how far it
far
is.
Away.
Is
I gotta
is by
say,
Googling it.
I got to say,
what's the top result? Something sponsored, no
and
doubt.
When they're being talked about, they actually move farther back. So this is not helping me.
Mm.
It's not helping
they
anyone.
Nervous.
It's not helping
it's
the
not
show.
Helping
it's kind of like it's kind of like shrinkage, isn't it?
It's not like that.
Well, guess what?
Because that, when you talk about it,
it's kind of crazy.
It's like, who, me?
It's kind of crazy because when I Google you.
Oh, my God.
Literally nothing comes up.
So this is what we've been saying. Google
yeah.
is like so completely
Google's
fucked
so
up and insane
can't
now
even find
that anything that's
celebrity.
Actually real and is actually doing good shit.
Yeah.
Actually putting out. Good content into the world, they're mm. like, oh, we don't see that anymore. We only see Zuby Bar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Zuby Bar headphones.
And Ghibli.
Can I yeah. ask a question to you guys?
Okay.
Yep.
If you could pitch a product on Shark Tank.
Yeah. Didn't you ask us this last time?
No.
I would pitch.
I think you asked us.
I would
this.
Pitch.
I didn't. I know I didn't.
Did.
I know I didn't.
I would say okay. Sharks. I'm here with a product. I'm seeking $200,000
no, product
for 20%. And the product is being peaceful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And how much healing could happen
yes.
if the sharks would give a mere $200,000 for 20% of being peaceful?
And what is it an app? Is it like a Headspace app?
It's kind of like an app.
Mm-hmm.
It has many functions. And it's free for everyone.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Just like an app.
And you can subscribe to it.
Yes.
And for extra, if you pay extra, you can
what
get
do you
other
get?
Features.
Like what?
Well, you can be peaceful in different scenarios, different contexts. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You can mm-hmm. extend it and you can like get little like... extra like whatever like a peace bomb that you can set up or something like
a
peace
bomb.
Yeah, like a bath bomb or something.
So you'd receive a physical bomb of sorts.
Of peace. Not of swords.
Of
no, swords are well, sometimes used to keep the peace, but ultimately they're for fighting. Yeah. Of sorts?
Of sorts.
Mm-hmm. You know,
what's yours? When everyone asks a question, they're like,
"I know what the name of it
is." I want to do mine now, so go ahead.
What is the name
I just told you the name. It's being peaceful. It's the name of being peaceful. That's the product, and that's what it is.
Well, you want to hear mine?
Yeah,
because it's quick. I'll go sharks. Let's stop beating around the fucking bush. You know what I'm here to sell? Nudes
of you.
Let's talk about it.
This is a negotiation.
Is it a finite number of nudes? Is it an OnlyFans? Like, is it just one picture?
Well, I mean, if you want to talk numbers, I would probably.
We're going to need to see money before we give details on this. It's in a shoebox. It fits in a shoebox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't know how big the actual images are.
I basically go, here's a closet. In this closet, I have 16 different shoeboxes. Your contribution, let's say $200,000, you'll get 20% of these shoeboxes. Now, if you want the whole damn closet, that's another conversation, but this is a negotiation. This is how we engage, and I've got to see some upside.
And now how do you...
Mr. Wonderful probably wants a royalty, right?
How do you get 20% of 16 shoeboxes?
Right?
It's like, this is why... These are business experts.
Yeah.
This is how they figure this out.
No, this is why they have... I don't know if you know, they have a whole team of like numbers people just off to the side like running all this to be like, this is a good deal. That's actually good.
Especially if like Robert and Mark are like going in on it together, so they each get 10% of 16 shoeboxes.
Well, Mark's off the show. Mark's leaving.
Gone. Yeah. Yeah.
That's, my dream history. Is that the... I do my pitch and everyone was like, no thanks, we don't want this. And then the other guy who used to be there, who I think was also named Kevin.
The original infomercial guy?
Yes.
Wait, no, not Kevin O'Leary.
There was a different... That's Mr. Wonderful.
No, the other guy.
That's
who
why
was
he said the other guy.
Also named Kevin.
Sorry, I'm just getting kind of...
You're getting kind of little...
Yeah, I'm just getting a little bit frustrated.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
there's
sorry.
Another Kevin. His name was like...
Hershevik?
It's not Kevin Heffernan. He's from Super
That's
Troopers,
Robert.
But it was like...
It was something like Kevin Heffernan.
But it was something like that. It was like Kevin something with an H, and he was like an infomercial guy and like never wanted to participate in anything. The only thing he ever bought was like a broom that basically was like something you had already seen in an infomercial.
Because he was waiting for like something that could actually change the world and like... It'd actually be huge for the
so
world.
So being peaceful.
Yeah.
And I similarly would like to leave and then immediately get a phone call from the Copa Divino guy who had gone on, not gotten a deal because he would not separate the packaging from the actual wine that was inside there. And that he ended up making a buttload of fucking dough off of his product. And he would easily be able to afford these nudes. And he and I could probably hang out at his winery and just kind of like cook up some more schemes.
You think he has a winery?
Yeah, I know he does. He was making his own wine.
What do you think was in the copa?
I thought it was like from like a big distributor and he just like put it in those...
The whole issue was that they said you have this revolutionary packaging, let us put any wine we want. And he said, it's my wine or no wine.
Oh, I didn't realize that it was from his vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You want to know Hayes' favorite wine?
What?
I want to go to Miami. Always wants to go on vacation to Miami and whines about it non-fucking stop. The second we finish recording, he's like, can we do a live show in Miami? I want to go there. Mm. It's his favorite wine. And I'm sick of it, frankly.
Have you...
It's daytime or nighttime. It's a completely different experience. Like, this is my understanding. Okay. When night falls, you're like in a different city. You know what I mean?
About Miami?
Yeah, what... Yes.
Have you ever been there?
No, this is the whole problem. I want to go.
Right. Why don't you just go?
Just let me go.
Just let him go to Miami.
Just let me go for 1 second.
Kevin says that it just like the numbers don't work. That's all he keeps telling us.
Oh, right. Yeah. It's like you can't
this
afford
is his
it.
Way
There's saying, another
like,
Kevin.
Oh my God.
Kevin on Shark Tank and then this Kevin here, and they're always telling us the numbers don't work for them.
You guys can't afford to go for the podcast.
Kevin likes to say the numbers aren't really working for me. The number that might make it work is 2. So it's basically like if Kevin can come as well, then he'll let me go to Miami.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't want to go with Kevin.
Yeah. Who do you want to go with?
I want to go by myself. I want to do it myself.
That makes sense.
Let me just do
He's
it.
He's big enough now.
One yeah. time.
He's old enough to do it.
When is your birthday?
We Greta.
It's in
just
March.
Just say your Shark Tank.
I think
just
it's say in
your,
March. Dude,
give just us say your favorite Shark Tank.
I think it's March 22nd.
Your Shark Tank. So, oh, that's so good. The person who came in with the prompt had put more thought into it than me. Like, just like do your Shark Tank idea.
Just do your Shark okay. Tank.
So you can win the episode again.
You're so aggressive.
You know what? The last time you were here, we talked a lot about what we were going to do when we did your show, and then you ended your show instead of having us on.
That was one of the most disrespectful pieces of rudeness that's
So that's
ever
the, what you invited
ever
me back
done.
On the show
Most
to
people
haze
don't
me?
Don't go to. Huh?
You invited me back on this show to haze me.
No, I haze him.
I think he's hazed because
he's hazed.
Haze.
Yeah.
I'm as hazed as it
you
gets.
You can't haze a haze.
I do it all day long.
Yeah, I gotta say.
I'm doing it right now.
I disagree.
Okay, so my product, I think, would be a...
Are you talking to the sharks right now?
Yeah.
Okay, then don't say I think. You need to...
I have to embody the role of like a Barbara Corcoran-esque mogul, which means that I do have to find someone who projects confidence.
Okay.
I would obviously prefer you were a strapping young man, but this will do.
They should, I don't actually think
do you think I should move my mic closer?
I mean, Kevin, are you getting anything at all?
That will help.
I don't think this is a good idea, but at some point, I think they should at least consider calling Barbara a business mogul. I don't think they necessarily should do it, but I do think they should have the conversation.
I don't think they should have to.
A mo girl, like mogul.
Instead of
I don't
mogul.
Think they should have to.
Mo girl spelled M-O-G-U-R-L.
Now that you mentioned, I was thinking G-I, but now that you mentioned it, I do think they should consider. Again, I'm not pitching this.
Can you look at me in my face when
they
you talk to me?
Consider. I'm looking into the camera.
This is who I'm talking to. This is the audience.
I need everyone to know. I'm not actually pitching this.
Okay.
That's not.
I am pitching.
And if Hayes was in the meeting, he'd say,
discussion
don't do that.
About it. No, I'm not saying do it or don't. I'm saying they should have.
But if you were in the
a
meeting.
Discussion about it. Yes. If I was in the meeting,
meeting
if I was in
say,
the discussion.
Say, absolutely not, but let's talk about it.
I would say,
it.
Get out.
What
let's make a list
wear?
Of pros.
Get out
cons.
So we can talk about this.
Yes.
What would I wear to the meeting?
What are you wearing to the meeting?
I mean, kind of like those boots.
Yeah. I'd probably get a nice pair of boots.
Can we just...
Cowhide.
How am I touching the ground now?
Oh, yeah. I
you
remember when we
start
started.
The ground.
You were...
I was
effectively
not
like
the
on a swing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. The couch was sort of a swing for you where your legs were dangling.
Your legs were dangling in the air, and now your feet are comfortably on the ground.
What happened?
You just became a very big girl.
Very big girl over the course. Mo girl.
You grew
are
up.
Are you still talking to the sharks?
Mo girl status.
Yeah.
Because the sharks are
well,
kind
this,
of.
This conversational tone with the sharks is impressive.
Okay.
Do you have your dream team ahead of time, or do you want to say your product
I know who
first?
I want. I know who I think is right for my product.
Yeah. Emma from Good American
Emma
and the Kind Bar guy.
Exactly.
And Daniel. Daniel Lubitsky.
And buy soda.
The buy, yes.
Is that what it's called?
He knows
buy
a lot
bay?
About branding.
He knows
buy.
A lot.
Yeah.
Buy.
Buy soda.
Yeah.
Buy
pomegranate
visibility.
Drink.
Buy soda.
Okay. My product are socks.
Yes.
That if you have a shedding dog, okay, think about this. You have a shedding dog. Right. Your dog's shedding. Everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Shed
has got to be a better way.
Shedding constantly. And you're thinking to yourself, I don't want to get on my hands and knees with a dustpan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go get the Dyson that's going to blow out a battery after two uses.
I've got this. You're using the dustpan and it's like falling apart.
Yeah.
And you go like, time to take these old tools out behind the woodshed.
Mm. Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Shoot them. Kill them.
Yeah. Put them out of their misery.
Right? Fuck this.
Yeah.
The wooden shed.
And also like
dog shed.
We're in a time of multitasking. You know, I need to be drinking my coffee, answering emails, listening to stuff.
To our show.
Yeah. Listening to Hollywood Handbook.
Say it to them. Yeah.
Listening to Hollywood Handbook.
Back up for a
second. So what do I do when I want to clean all of the hair off my floor? I put on these gorgeous socks that effectively are static socks that as I sachet throughout my home, collect the hair.
Are they going to zap me?
What?
I'm Robert. Static socks. Are they going to zap me?
And he's asking that about almost everything, almost every product that comes in. He's going to ask if it will zap him.
How do I not get zapped?
Hold on. Let me bring out a sample for you to try on. So then I get the sample, hopefully zaps hard enough that it just kind of takes him out of the picture for a little bit. And then you guys have to take off your
shoes and socks, my cowboy boots.
And then I invite you up to the demonstration zone, which is filled with hair.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then we watch as the socks magically collect.
It's a carpet filled with hair.
Carpet, hardwood. It collects from.
Do I need to do any particular kind of movement in order to help?
You just gotta drag your feet.
You don't have to sachet.
You can sachet or drag your feet.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind if there was an app with a designated series of movements, perhaps a popular TikTok dance or something.
Sure.
That I could learn and practice.
Like an exercise,
like,
maybe.
Like
we
a
can
subscription
exercise.
Along with the socks, so that it's like, oh, because as you said, it's an age where multitasking is kind of necessary.
Yeah.
I'm listening to the podcast, but I'm also drinking coffee, you said.
Yes.
But how do we film the TikTok demonstration with, like, let's be honest, like, everyone is getting zapped. Everyone who, like,
there's
so
no
much
zapping
lays eyes on
the
this
issue
thing.
Is,
I know we're not talking to the sharks anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you and I, like, can admit to each other that these things are going to zap the fuck out
of you.
And then if you tried to film something, it would probably short out the phone.
We try and get some D'Amelio or whatever to promote this product. They put the socks on. We have them do the Running Man on this carpet.
And you're thinking that they conduct so much electricity.
Drag. And they'll find themselves in next week. They will be zapped into next week.
Well.
Which is almost my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
March 22nd.
So that's very close.
Am I right?
No, you're not.
You're actually
March.
Not.
We can't do this.
17th.
You think my birthday is on St. Patrick's Day?
My cousin's is.
You honestly? So that makes sense to me,
honey. This ain't your cousin. Sorry.
Do I look like the type of person who would have their birthday be on St. Patrick's Day? Wow.
I mean, kind of.
Oh my gosh. And she just keeps digging.
Hollywood Handbook.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years in the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We struggled in that time.
And that was, I think, part of it was, like, really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward, what happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads? Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to, like, underscore that fact. It was very important to.
Yeah, it was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company. And so they are dead, you know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered, and that's how they're dead. Was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace Collection. The Silver Peak Polo, the Silver Crew Neck T-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code THEBOYS.
Let's face it, folks. Shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hollywood Amber. Can I pitch you my thing, Greta?
Yes.
There's a bunch of hair on this floor.
That keeps happening.
See, we need the sock. Now I'm gonna. Now I'm shrinking again because I'm sitting upright.
Think about how many time you go to the bathroom a day. 4, 5, 11.
Once.
One. Wipe, 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 wipe.
Oh my God.
All clear over here.
Is this a different use for the static socks?
End of the day, you put on your pajamas.
Pajamas.
Strip. Nude. What the heck?
Wait, do I strip nude?
No, you put on your pajamas and then you're like, ugh. Something about this.
These don't fit. Mm-hmm.
It's nasty.
Wait, what's the product?
Get this off of me.
We're not there yet, but you're right to ask.
You look at your
undies.
It's
nudes. It's being nude. It's not nudes themselves. It's being nude.
Okay, so when they ask me, are there any competitors, I will have to say yes. Chef Kevin is. There are other
people
in this
nude
space, you know, but I think we have first mover advantage. We've been nude far earlier than Kevin.
So Kevin, continue.
He waits until pajama time.
You're being nude. You look down at your undies. Skids everywhere.
Oh my God, Kevin.
Jesus Christ.
But I wipe all day.
Oh
my God, Kevin.
My product?
Have we ever, like, this has never been the show.
This could be good.
Oh, Greta.
Skid free underwear.
Oh my God.
So the shit just stays in your ass?
We're still working on the science.
Or it just goes into your pants, I guess. Like, it can't stay on the underwear.
So you just have poop cheeks.
Oh.
We're still working on the science, but no matter...
This is the most engaged Greta's been the entire fucking episode. Like, she's been, like, stiff-arming us the whole time.
Face America.
And then Kevin just, like...
duty free.
Steers us.
So, hold on.
You're getting intimate on Valentine's Day.
Oh, no.
Time is stripped nude. You look down. Boxers, undies, clean as a whistle. You look over at your lover. Big nod of approval. I'm so proud of you.
So your lover inspects your undies before you guys make love?
That's what we're learning.
Well, before it was kind of hard to not acknowledge. Now, thanks to Duty Free.
It's called Duty Free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's going to be tough to promote
Duty
at
free
the airport.
Duty Free.
Yeah.
This is primarily an airport play. I really don't want to stay.
It's not for sale.
It's not for sale. Okay. But which shark would you work with? Jeff Foxworthy?
Yes.
Gotta be, right?
Me and JF.
If you are in Kevin's underwear at the end of the day, you might be a skid mark.
Oh, my God.
And this, unfortunately, is what the show has become.
It's very unfortunate.
I got a collab lineup with Jeff. We got tour dates. Sorry, Hayes, we're going to Miami.
If no matter how much Kevin wipes, you don't seem to leave. You might be a good mark. If Kevin's lover is inspecting his underwear and looking you square in the face.
I think
Jeff Foxworthy told Kevin that he was taking this underwear to my hammies.
How?
What?
Are they boxers or briefs?
They could be both.
And do you make them?
I'm going to rock your world. Do you know they've made those, combined those into a single product?
A boxer brief?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Just happened.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's like when you ask that question now, it's like you should know there's a third category.
Right, a boxer brief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin thinks that's why it's called a briefcase.
Because you hold your briefs in it?
When last time we went on tour quite a while ago, I was like, what? Why do you have so many briefcases? Like, what's in there? It's like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
It's a briefcase. Like, what do you mean, what's in it?
Well, people were noticing my underwear on that tour, too, because the way I used to go to the bathroom.
And well, again, Kevin would become entirely nude.
What do you mean the way
the
that you
restroom.
Used to go to the bathroom?
He's telling us he's adjusted.
You would get completely nude.
Kevin used the urinal in the airport.
Kevin brings a coat hanger
to hang
into the bathroom to hang up his pants and underwear.
Mm-hmm.
He takes off his shoes, takes off his socks, put the socks in the shoes, leaves his t-shirt on.
He put his wallet in the toe of the shoe as well, mm-hmm. and put the sock behind it and go, well, no one's going to see this.
Yeah, that's good to do, I'd say.
I guess, but I don't know why. Like,
stands at the urinal, holds his t-shirt under his chin.
Your pants on the hanger.
So he holds his t-shirt up. Like, he's pulling his t-shirt up and, like, holding it
down under his chin so it doesn't fall down.
Into the...
And get pee all over. Yeah. No, it's like... It's not going to fall in. He's still wearing it.
How long is the shirt?
It's long enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a really long Rasta Bart Simpson shirt.
What Bart Simpson shirt?
It's Bart Simpson, but with like a Rasta wig.
Oh.
That's what he would wear for travel.
Traveling.
That's like Kevin's travel
at the airport.
Shirt.
That makes
sense. The issue I have is I try to put my hand on the wall to hold. I see you guys do that. That look cool. But whenever I put my hand on the wall...
You have not seen me do that.
It says, don't have a cow mon.
It says what?
Don't have a cow mon.
The shirt.
Yeah.
It's Rasta.
Go ahead.
You not, like, you don't know Bob Hart's Abishola. You don't know Rasta Bart Simpson. You don't even know what he says?
I don't even... I still do not know what the first show is you're
talking
about.
Why did you bring up How To with John Wilson again?
Because Hayes' ears are so far back.
His are far back?
Yours are far back.
But his are far back as well. I can't imagine why else you would bring it up.
Because you're using gravity to pull them forward, and it made me think about the guy that wanted to regrow his foreskin, and he connects little clamps to the skin around the head of his penis and pulls them down with little weights to regrow it back.
Yeah, those clamps don't work.
I never thought I would miss Kevin's skid mark conversation, but here we are. This is how you wanted to start the show. This was early. I can't believe I doubled back for it.
My multitasking issue is when I put my hands on the urinal, I forget the
both whole... hands. You're using both hands to lean. So you're peeing like this, holding down your really long Bart Simpson Rasta.
With his chin.
With your chin.
But I'm a bad multitasker, so when I get both hands up, I look up. And then
why do you look up?
I forget.
Okay, you're staring down? That's like bad urinal.
Don't you need to watch where and he your kind
of
goes?
So he kind of
no,
loses
you're not
balance.
Supposed to.
Also, he's barefoot and looks like he has no traction, really.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's never done a day of work in his life. So he's got this very smooth
baby soft
feet over
here. Yeah, palms of his feet.
And so he's kind of slipping around.
And so, well especially
he's lotioned
both...
to the gills. Yes. I mean, the amount of creams and stuff this guy applies.
Barely get through the airport.
And so both hands on the urinal wall, he ends up kind of accidentally pushing himself out. So his feet completely slip out from
under him.
The back.
This is what happens to him 100% of the time on his way through security.
Yes.
They find a big, giant bottle of lotion, like a gallon of lotion. They go like, oh, should we just throw this out? Because like you can't bring this on the plane. He goes, no, I'll use it right now.
What kind of lotion?
Kevin, I mean, it's got a moon and a unicorn on the label, and then it's got some kind of symbols that I have not seen. Like, they're not any kind of alphanumeric symbols I'm familiar with, but it says something. I don't know. He says that he, like, orders it special. Do you want to talk about the lotion at all?
The branding is live long, laugh long, life is short.
What? That's the name of the lotion? Is live long life? Live long,
live long, laugh long.
Life is short.
Lotion.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you buy it?
I make it.
That's amazing.
So anyway, he pushes himself out. His face hits the flusher. Which is lucky because then its next destination is the urinal itself,
right.
on its way to the floor.
So
and then it's lights out. We're not reaching like wherever we were going to go on the plane. Like,
Miami.
No.
Yeah. Well, they're not actually going to Miami.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it may be why he was so eager to find a play on like the duty free shop. That's so often where he comes to when they're finally able to revive him.
Right.
They're like pouring like. tax-free whiskey on his face or something to try to get him to come
get him,
to.
Like smelling salts or...
Can I tell you a real story that happened to me at the airport last week, Greta?
Yeah.
I got these new contacts. They're way thicker than I used to. I rubbed my eye in the Uber. Uh-oh. I think my contact fall out. Uber driver says, we're here. Just a second. I can't find my contact. I said, we're here. Okay, maybe it's still in my eye somewhere. I leave, go to the bathroom, can't find it. Scared, I go through the terminal line. Security says, what are you doing, sir? I realize I didn't check my bag. I had to go all the way back through the line like this.
For listeners at home, Kevin is squinting one eye.
Humiliated.
And putting his index finger in his mouth for some reason. Mm-hmm.
So that's what happened? Or is that it? Or
and his pinky's in his nose.
I had to. I put my other contact basically threw it out, useless to me.
So now both of your eyes are bad.
Both my eyes are bad. Scrummaged through. had to scrummage through my bag. Go through all my
scrummage?
Clothes.
You had to scrummage.
I had to scrummage through my bag.
We all know what scrummage means. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Get out my glasses. And then wear my glasses to my bae's bridal shower. Humiliating. Look like a doofus.
Your bae? Oh, your bae. Your fiance.
My fiance's bridal shower. I had no context.
Do you call your fiance your bae?
He just did?
Should I not?
No, that's really nice. Oh. I like
and
that.
So, and he also, he has another term that he uses for a certain part of it that's related to his aunties that he calls his Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And what is the Bay Area?
I mean, what is that?
I haven't asked him to get super specific because I'm afraid he'll offer to like show me or something.
Right.
And be like, you want to take a tour?
But it's just, I think it's just because it's just for, the Bay Area is like just
it's
for
a direct
his
flight.
Right.
There's a lot of great tech coming out of the Bay Area, he'll say.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's good.
They said the cost of living is getting
out of control.
Out of control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and the sourdough. I don't know what that's.
The sourdough. Sourdough. Like,
I don't know what that's about. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what
for
that's
for it up there.
That's what he says.
Yeah.
Offered me a boat tour of the Rock.
Did you go?
No. I'm always trying to change the subject, and he's always like doubling and tripling down about.
Oh,
like,
you're
the
saying
Bay
Kevin
area.
Offered you a boat tour
this
of
is
the Rock.
Kevin said yes. Kevin,
yeah. Yeah.
Of his Rock.
He said
as long as you're so close to the Bay Area. You know, you wouldn't want to miss out on a little boat tour of the Rock, which I'm like, I don't, like, we were here.
Yeah.
So.
Have you seen that movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
What was that?
What
just happened?
I was asking if you've ever seen the movie The Rock, Nicolas Cage.
But why? Did you think I had or think I hadn't?
I don't know.
It's just weird, because like...
So this is kind of... I'm starting to piece some things together here. You used to have a HeadGum podcast.
Okay, yeah.
And the whole story is like, I'm no longer associated with HeadGum, right? This is the story that we have been sold.
This is the narrative
by you not having a HeadGum podcast anymore. But I wonder if this is a sort of spy who came in from the cold type thing, mm-hmm. where you're like, oh no, it's okay. I'm not a HeadGum emissary.
I'm a defector. Yeah.
And then you come on our show because they're just looking for a reason to pull the plug on this thing.
Oh my God! Yes.
Oh, and you think I'm going to be the reason?
I think they sent you in here to make me feel bad about my ears, make them move even farther back than they already are. Get Kevin all like hot and bothered.
Make me question whether I've ever seen The Rock.
About his aunties and his Bay Area. Make Kevin, make Sean not even be sure whether or not he's seen The Rock or not.
At first I thought yes, but then you said Nicolas Cage and I went, I don't know who that is.
Nicolas Cage is in
Does
The Rock,
he play
right?
Bob?
I think I should go.
Does he heart Abishola?
This feels like you.
No.
A hostile environment.
No, this is what it is, right? And
no.
Then we're like, no, please stay. We'll tell you more of our secrets, right? And then it gets all fed straight back to HeadGum.
Right.
By the way, finally sent Jake back from New York. I wonder why. Must be a big decision coming down, right? Need all of leadership in lockstep for this one.
Right.
And it's just like so obvious. This whole fucking dog and pony show, and the fact that I didn't sniff it out—it
was all—it was all building towards getting Kevin thinking about all this different stuff, getting him to say, eventually,
it's Kangaroo Court.
Do you want to hear a sea lion bark in my Bay Area?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and by the way, obviously, it's like I don't even want to say this, but he's asking if I want to. Check out the Ghirardelli factory.
So, I mean, oh God. It's not supposed to,
to
be the show.
That is not what the show was ever intended to be.
I thought
having you here, we were excited.
I thought
we
you
thought
wanted
you were
to talk to me
us.
About Fringe.
Yeah, the Fringe Festival.
Yes,
the Fringe.
We know you're into this festival.
Outsidery weirdo, this Wilson stuff, and you know everyone over there. We want to get our show into that conversation.
Right,
yes.
Right, right.
Because we're doing it here, and this is not going to be sustainable.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. You go to Fringe. It's like very freaky and crazy there, yes. And everyone, but it's like very free, right? Like everyone is like feeding off the artistic vibes and and juggling and like wearing like crazy makeup and stuff like that.
This is actually reminding me, just really quickly, keep going. But Kevin, can you go back through and erase the 88 instances in past episodes where I called it the Cringe Festival? Because I'm realizing that's going to negatively impact our chances of getting in.
I'm going to cut that out, and I'm going to cut out me asking Greta if she can add me to close friends on Instagram and her changing the subject.
Hey, can you also edit out where I called it the Fringe Worstival? Because I guess I thought someone said bestival. I guess I misheard it as the bestival, and I called it the Fringe Worstival.
Yeah.
But we really do have to get in this thing.
Do you want anything cooked, Greta?
I think I...
From a past episode.
Yeah, I think...
This one's gold.
I think I should leave.
No.
You've mentioned that.
You said that already. Do you not remember when you just said that?
Oh, you know what? She's talking about another one of these quirky comedy shows. I think I should leave. I get a kick out of that one. I haven't seen it, but I've seen still images from it.
So what's the application? You have to take a test?
No.
I do not test well.
That's good news for us.
Do you have a
video or a tape of the show?
Yeah, that you'd want to do live.
We're making one now. Would they enjoy this episode?
Anything's possible.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why rule it out?
So then you'd need to submit your show and the description and, you know, find producer.
I need to be there to kind of like explain it while they watch it or listen to it.
You want to walk them through, like...
I just need to be able to, like, stuff that I thought about later.
Yeah.
That I wanted to say.
So they know, like, this will be better prepared, like, when you come to do it with us in Scotland or whatever.
Oh.
That will be... Yes. It'll be a little tighter, and we'll have more... even this moment is something where I wish that I... could like really
but then later he can be like, wouldn't it be funny if I had said like whatever the other thing is?
We'll have more and then I'll have the rest of that sentence.
While they're listening to it, so it's like the same.
We're punching it up. This is the process. You're folding the sword. I mean,
and I'm coming with you in this scenario
to do the show and to show it to them,
right?
To just like
help, just to have somebody they're comfortable with, because we kind of clam up around.
Did you see that?
Big yawn.
It was a big yawn.
Yeah,
are you sick? Don't come do the show if you're sick.
Yeah. I'm not sick.
If you're yawning like that, you should really have a mask.
Did we learn nothing?
You're right.
People are very sick and they're still coming and doing the show.
I should not have yawned.
Yeah.
The blue plague, because...
Why is it the blue plague?
Sonic started it. If you really look at the timeline,
Sonic the Hedgehog set off COVID.
Well, what was the biggest like communal event happening immediately before we declared like a state of emergency in this country due to the virus? What was packing multiple people and families into a single confined space?
She's like this sort of an indie sensibility here. She might not have seen one of the best performing comedies of the last decade.
Yeah,
Was it the play
Hurley Burley? And it's like, no, it wasn't the play Hurley Burley. It was a big tentpole film.
Which is why
the body count was so high, and that's why you're here with us today.
Yeah, I guess it pays to be sort of a freaky artist, huh?
I guess so.
Yeah.
So what did they say when you sent them your show? Was it was a video?
How did it go explaining it to them?
I thankfully had a producer that wanted to bring my show out there, so I didn't.
What'd they say?
Kevin,
really excited about
it. Come on,
it.
Greta.
Producers do that?
What, Kevin?
Okay, I have something to confess to you guys. I forgot to ask Fringe if we could do this show.
Unbelievable.
Okay, the producer. So the show actually is good. Hear that, Greta?
I do. Someone just forgot to submit it.
Yes.
So
what would you do if your producer had forgotten to submit it? Who's that producer?
I would be really upset, but yeah. Thankfully I would never work with someone who forgot.
Who's your producer?
Who's the producer?
I think I'll just keep that to myself.
Okay.
Okay.
You can find it on my Instagram.
Where? In
on
bio?
Instagram. Well, on like the flyers.
You got a link tree?
I don't.
Okay. Good luck.
Kevin, can you go back and cut?
Thanks.
When I called it the Edinburgh Fridge Festival. I don't know exactly what I meant.
When you said Edinburgh?
Edinburgh Fridge Festival.
Edinburgh Fridge.
Yeah. Because like they like cause I guess that they have food there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you cut when I called it the Bjornborg Fudge Festival? Because that has nothing to do with,
yeah,
like,
he's
with
a tennis
him
player.
Bjornborg
that.
Fudge.
Yes, Bjornborg is a tennis player.
I know.
He was, yeah. Fire okay. And ice, huh? I don't think you really play
I like
as much
tennis.
Anymore. No, you don't.
I do. It's my favorite sport.
I've never seen you out there.
Do you
And
play?
He would have mentioned it to me. He has not even mentioned even once that he saw you out there.
Ever.
At tennis. Has not seen you at tennis even one time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Look, if you haven't seen me, must be true.
Maybe you're so fast out there. Now I'm sort of wondering if you're so fast that they can't even see you out there.
They can't even spot me. I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Sonic style.
Like Sonic.
Yeah.
Gotta go fast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's been so great having you here. I know you want to stick around, but we should probably wrap it up soon. Is there any other products you want to pitch to the sharks while we have you?
When is this coming out?
That affects.
It's a time dependent.
That affects what
is
product
it like
you want to pitch.
Yeah,
because immediately, like,
when is this coming out?
That's we have a producer who forgets to tell anyone right. anything, but that is who decides. We
right.
don't really make those calls.
Right, right.
I think Tuesday.
Okay.
Is the product not
the
not,
product's me?
Okay.
Okay.
People should come and see me live.
Oh, oh, where?
Oh.
Do you see what I did there?
Wow.
Yeah.
And it did. I was thinking you were aware of some disaster that was going to occur between now and a specific date. And
but you're
going
talking,
to be selling like relief.
No, on March 3rd.
To the
3rd,
sharks.
Sharks on
who
March 3rd.
You're already in front of.
Sharks on March 3rd. I'm going to be doing two shows at Largo in Los Angeles.
Two.
And you should come and invest in me by coming to
both
the
on
show.
The 3rd.
Two on March 3rd. Yeah. You accidentally booked two shows
an
at the
early
same
show
time
and a late
at
show.
The same theater.
Yeah.
Wow. Early show.
Give me one teeny taste of the show. Just even a sentence from the show.
Yeah, what's one part?
And I'm like,
okay.
I gotta hear
I gotta
how
see
that
what
ends.
She's like.
Bye.
What's the show called? Wait, what's the show called?
No,
first?
The show's called.
I'm gonna be it's for this movie that I'm in called Problemista.
What's the show name?
Problemista.
I just seen a post about this.
Yeah.
I've just seen it. Someone post it.
Julio Torres? It's his movie.
No, it was someone else post it.
Me?
No, it was someone else. And that lets you know this thing's getting out there.
Yeah.
And the show's the same name as the movie, but it's not... But it's different. It's not the movie, or well, it is the movie.
It's people from the movie performing on this show.
And they use the same name again?
Yeah.
I have a small that's problem why you're the, still with that. Yeah.
That's why you're the title man. Bye.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.